Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the Rouse Report, we bring you three types of reports: a political report card, a book report, and a news report. On the political report card, we're going to grade Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a potential candidate in District 20 here in Florida, and Judge Reed Polin, the judge in the Chud the Builder case. For the book report, we're going to have two chains. Newest book out, The Voice in My Head is God, and a variety of happenings in the news. Now let's move forward.
Welcome to the Rouse Report, where we add historical context to life, love, and politics. The Rouse Report is now in session.
2 Chainz's new book, The Voice in My Head is God, I think is an excellent book for recent graduates. School is getting out and the summer is coming. And this, for a lot of young people, especially boys, is a time when their friends get them in trouble. This book resonated with me because it mirrored my life and it was able to articulate what I was feeling as a young teenager growing up and having some friends who perhaps were not best for me. The book not only covers his life as a youth and going to jail, but it also covers his life as a businessman and an artist, and how in many instances, the voice that he heard of discernment ended up being what he says is the voice of God. We all have that little voice. Unfortunately, we don't always listen to it. And so for me, this book spelled out something that I know to be true, that we can get that voice and we can disregard it and have horrible consequences, or we can listen and have victory. 2 Chainz, The Voice in My Head is God.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For the first report card, we're going to grade Reed Polin, the judge in the Chud the Builder case. And we're going to grade him on integrity and ethics, public service orientation, equity, inclusion, and courage and moral conviction. On integrity and ethics, I have to give him an A, because despite political pressure from not only in Tennessee, but across this country, from those that support Chud the Builder, and for those of you who don't know, Chud the Builder is the content creator that goes around harassing African-Americans, calling them the N-word, and then when they don't respond, says you're chimping out. So for integrity and ethics, I give him an A. For public service orientation, because he stood strong, stood in the paint, and done the right thing, which isn't necessarily something you can depend on from judges these days, I give him likewise an A. For impact on the community, the entire community is better served when you have judges who read the law and exact sentences and or rulings which are in conformity with the law. He gets an A. And then finally, for courage and moral conviction, he gets an A because people from across this country have raised over $300,000, the Builder Defense Fund, and he has disallowed the use of those funds for a variety of legal reasons, which a lot of judges would not have done. And Chud remains in jail because he is a judge's judge. I give him an A. According to this report card, Reed Polin has passed for the people. Debbie Wasserman Schultz has a long career in politics here in Florida and nationally. She was a Florida State Representative, a Florida State Senator, and now serves as a congressperson in the House of Representatives and has been the chairman of the National Democratic Party. She has decided, with the redistricting that has occurred here in Florida, to run in a district which was previously held by Al C. Hastings. She has already raised about over $2 million. I'm sorry. She has already raised over $2 million prior to her jumping into the District 20 race, which dwarfs the mainly black candidates that had already announced and have been running for almost a year. We're going to engrade her on integrity and ethics. She gets an F because she put her personal political ambitions ahead of what was right, which is having African-American representation here in Florida. For public service orientation, as the former chairman of the Democratic Party, she likewise gets an F because she should put party over personalities. And she is putting her own personal desires and personal ambition over what's right for the citizens of the state of Florida. For equity inclusion, she gets an F because she is putting, again, her own personal ambitions ahead of what's right for the state of Florida. And lastly, for courage and moral conviction, she gets an F. And I won't even talk about the fact that she is a heavy recipient of AIPAC funds and big business. According to this report card, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has failed the people. Our news report today is about New York Giants quarterback Jackson Dart, who thought it to be a good idea to show up to a Trump rally and endorse him, and his defensive lineman Abdul Carter calling him out. I'm proud of Abdul Carter for calling him out, because Jackson Dart, as the leader of the New York Giants football team, should have had better judgment and kept his personal views to himself. As a former athlete, I can tell you that although many of my teammates, I have learned as an adult, were extremely conservative in the locker room during my playing days, I never knew their political position. I never knew that they were Republicans. It never came up. We're about playing ball and about our commonality and common experience, because a football team has to move like a synchronized swimming team. You have to be on the same accord. Jackson Dart is a problem, and this will become a problem for the New York Giants. And I have heard that the New York Giants have started attempting to try and move Jackson Dart to another team. And guess what? There are no takers. Jackson Dart is someone in the news that we need to keep an eye on, because I believe he just killed his career. If you want to try and equate Jackson Dart to Colin Kaepernick, there are two very large and clear differences. Colin Kaepernick was addressing a social issue affecting African Americans in this country. The NFL, the players, 70% of them are African American. So Colin Kaepernick addressing an issue that existed is different than supporting a president who wants to minimize and or dehumanize African Americans. They are totally different issues. One is a political stance for what is right, no different than Tommy Smith and John Carlos in the 1968 Olympics. And the other is supporting a president who stands on the side of bigotry and hatred. They are completely different issues and should not be conflated. Thank you for joining the Rouse Report. We'll see you again next week, where we'll cover politics, books, and news.
Hey, Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.